T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got to be the keys to the game to shut down the Cincinnati's offense.
Definitely. You kind of saw what they could do last week together in tandem, especially doing throwing Defoe and Eric and Solomon and those guys out there. You know, they really had a great rotation. I really think that helped Nick Bosa and Dee Ford towards the end of the game, especially with it being so hot and humid down there, to be able to still be able to get off the rock and cause havoc in the backfield. And I'm expecting to see a lot of that rotation this week. But I know 49er fans, I know everybody, that coaching staff was excited to see, you know, the possibility of those two out there playing in tandem together, because they were a force, man. You got Nick Bosa on one side, who's kind of like that power speed rusher, and then you have Dee Ford, you know, with that quick step off the ball, who's a menace in himself. So I feel bad for Andy Dalton at the same time, but I'm excited for, you know, what those two bring to this defense.
Obviously, no Jerick McKinnon, also Tevin Coleman out. How do you think the carries will be divided up among the remaining running backs?
So they're still on the fence about Jeff Wilson. I don't know. They may be holding on until the last second. Teams do it all the time, so they don't give the opponent a leg forward on what they're trying to do. But I think they'll bring up Jeff Wilson maybe tomorrow, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But they need to bring. I don't think it's right to go into a game with two running backs, and especially one of those running backs, Raheem Mostert, is one of your special teams aces who plays, you know, pretty much all the downs on special teams. So I don't know, because if anything happens to Matt Breida, he's a smaller back. He's had ankle injuries, you know, last year. He's a smaller back, and a lot of this offense focuses on having multiple backs to be able, you know, have multiple output on each play. So I don't know if that's the right thing to do. It looks like they may do that. I don't know, but I feel like they need to bring up Jeff Wilson and have a third back to possibly take carries off of Matt Breida and not have Raheem Mostert, you know, playing first, second, third down on offense, and then fourth down having to punt and having to go on punt team and having to sprint down the field. And next thing you know, third, fourth, he's gassed. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch this week.
Ian, I won't hit you with any Antonio Brown stuff, but I will ask you about OBJ, because we had a spirited debate yesterday. I'm against a guy wearing a damn watch, a receiver, on the football field. If he was your teammate and you saw that, would you have a problem with it?
I would. I mean, I don't know. The he may have a deal with that company. You know, he may be getting, you know, $1 million every time. You know, exactly for what he did. He wore the watch, and what are we talking about? We're over in San Francisco talking about him wearing a watch. That is exactly what the company wanted. So they're probably paying him, you know, some type of X, Y, and Z super buku amount of money to be able to wear that watch.
Okay.
If he's going to get fined for it, you know, okay, I don't care. They're paying me like $1.5 million to wear this watch, so it's really not that big of a deal. You know, if he's out here, you know, it's not like he's doing anything to harm himself or harm somebody else. It's plastic. It's, you know, guys have, you know, I think a club, which the Montgomery Ward or Moore had on during the preseason, that's more destructive than a watch, you know. So I really don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. You know, he's making money off of it, so, you know, why not? Hey, you know, I wish more guys would kind of, you know, take advantage of, you know, making some more extra money that you can on the field.
Ian, taking away the 49ers and looking around the league, what was the most impressive thing to you in week one? Who was the most impressive team, most impressive thing you saw in week one of the NFL season?
Well, I would have to say it would have to be Baltimore. You know, Lamar Jackson, Marquise Brown, Mark, like that offense. But I would have to say, I mean, even though, you know, it's totally obvious, like the Dolphins are tanking, it's totally obvious. And it's just, they just gave up, and it was a franchise record of points, yards, and everything for the Baltimore Ravens. But this is like, it's crazy, like week one. So that was the most surprising thing. But I'm happy for Lamar Jackson that he, you know, he showed improvement, because that was his that was the next step for him. You know, we all know he's an athletic freak. He's a Michael Vick incarnation, but can he throw the ball? And after that week, you know, maybe it was Miami's defense, but, you know, he looks the part now.
Ian, if you're playing against the guy who wears a watch, do you go after it?
I mean, you know, if we in the bottom of the pile and, you know, I'm trying to take it off, he don't know, and then we get up and he get up and he don't recognize it, and now I got the watch, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? We on the field. What you going to do to take it back from me?
You just robbed him of $190,000 at the bottom of that pile, baby.
Hey, it is what it is. Hey, if you're going to wear it on the field, then it's free game play.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, thanks as always, my man, and look forward to catching up with you down the line.
For sure. Hey, I thought we were going to talk about Minka. What's up with that?
Oh, you want to?
Minka?
We talked about him a little. I mean,
I said bring him in.
All right. So this is my thing. Okay, my whole spiel. All right, you have a lot of depth in the D-line. You know, maybe one or two of those guys you don't see a future with because you can't pay everybody. I know you don't have a second-round pick for this year. I know they want a first for Miami wants a first for him. But maybe you can do a 2021 pick, second round pick, a D lineman that you don't see a future with, and maybe another mid round pick for this year to get a guy. Because in that room right now, if you look at the ages in that room, Richard Sherman, 31, not getting any younger. Jason Verrett, 28, he's kind of the Dante Pettis of the defense. Like, you know, like he's got kind of gone MIA the first week. And then, you know, you got Jimmy Ward, he's 28. Jaquashi's 27. Quan is 28. Anton Exum, he's 28. All these guys are, you know, 28 above. So 27 and above is 6 of the 10 guys in that room. Minka is, 22 years old? He's a young guy. You can pair him with Akilo Witherspoon. He can learn under Richard Sherman. Emmanuel Mosley, he's a young kid. But I don't know if that staff trusts him yet. And then Jason Verrett, like I said, you know, he's kind of gone MIA. He was brought in this offseason to push Akilo, and he did that in offseason. But now it's time for the season now. Like, you should be dressing, bro. We need you now, you know. So, you know, do you trade for a guy like Minka Fitzpatrick? I think if you have the tools to trade, I think you should. And then he also came out here for a pre-draft visit before he came out for the draft. So, there's the team knows him very well, so I would say yay for sure.
Trading the number one pick for him?
Wow, I told you
because the Niners don't have a number two next year.
I wouldn't say number one pick. I don't think they'll get a number one pick for him. It's possibly a team may throw a number one pick and try to get him because he's such an athlete and he can play all over the field. But I think if you can, if Seattle can get Jadeveon for what they got him for, if Antonio Brown can get traded to the Raiders, what they traded for. Why couldn't we get Minka for, you know, a third, a next year second, or a next year second, a this year fifth, and a D lineman? Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you can get more creative than just having to give up the number one. That's for sure, Ian.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
For sure.
Great stuff, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Ian Williams, former NFL, former 49er, and he... Wow. Appear courtesy of the dial pad guest line. Yeah, I mean, let's say they want a number one. Well, you always just think, well, they want a number one, and that's it. But no, maybe they want a number one, but they'll give you back a two or a three.
It's possible. That's a good point.
Yeah. You know, they are deep,
but they are heavy on the front line.
Are we talking Solomon Thomas?
Why would Miami want Solomon Thomas?
Yeah. Well, they got a problem. I mean, they got a guy that wants out of their org. Right. So that's what I'm saying. You might take a
bag
of apples.
Isn't this the kind of thing that our producer Kyle was talking about? When you want another team's star for the guy on your team that hasn't been working out?
Right. I mean, would they take a Dante Pettis? Would they take a Solomon Thomas?
Right,
I don't,
right, okay. Right.
Like, maybe
but this isn't
potential.
Normal, though, right? When you got a guy that goes public that he wants out, you're just trying to get – that negativity out. Like, hey, you know what? We got to take our L on the field and with this because it's not just player. It's players they want out, Steiny. So it could be Solomon Thomas in the pick. They make, like what I said, a bag of grapes just to get them out the locker room.
Maybe they do get back a two. That's a good point, though. I didn't even think about that.
If because
they are taking, and maybe they do take a Solomon Thomas knowing that his contract is going to be coming up in a couple of years. And they said, okay, he's a project. Let's just let him play. We know we're tanking. We're not trying to win games. Maybe they do take him, man.
And what if they said we want Pettis? Would you give up on Pettis?
Hell yeah. For Minka?
Wow. Well, I would, just because it seems clear that Shanahan isn't a monster fan of his.
So this may not be a pipe dream. Niners may be on the phone.
Well, the other thing that may happen is, let's say nothing happens with Fitzpatrick in the next 2 days, and we go to week two, and the 49ers win. Now they're 2-0. Maybe you look at him differently. Maybe you get to week three. He still hasn't been traded, and you just went 3-0. And now you're thinking, man, we have an opportunity to add a quality player, and maybe we should go, quote-unquote, go for it.
What if they wanted Mullins? Would you say bye-bye?
Yeah, I think I would.
Bye-bye,
yeah,
Monte? Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
I think
oh, my
I would.
Goodness.
I think I would. Alex in Folsom. What's up, Alex?
Guru. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm really happy for you, brother. And that article, you deserve it, brother. You deserve it. You make my day every day. I listen to you 5 days a week. Your cohorts, they're good too, but I listen for you, Guru.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Brother. They're not too bad. They're my guys.
No, I know. I'm just giving them a hard time. I love you.
They're looking at me, brother.
Guru, you are the man. I love listening to you, man. Keep it up. Be you, baby.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, enough, Alex.
Yeah, wow.
I thought he was coming out with a take.
A lot of people going to think I know Alex. I don't.
Although he's from Folsom. You got some Sacramento ties.
Do I come off as Mr. Furley?
Who's Mr. Furley?
From Three's Company, the landlord with the chains and the big collar. Like, it was all about him. Like, you think I would plan a call to just have it all about me? I was embarrassed when you smiled at me this morning because I didn't know what you were going to hit me with. And I said, he read it.
I do wonder if we have people in this business who have people call in.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Or text in. Hey, yo, make sure you text in some good things about me. My
hell
boss.
Yeah. Can I give you a secret? Sunday nights when I first started, I was getting killed on the text line. I would send my own self good stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
For my mental psyche.
Why'd you
admit
that?
Somebody else did? Oh,
why
said,
would you admit
and
that?
If I had
And if I had
one call on the line, I had six. So I'd say, Jenny, Tony, Bobby, when we get back. But anyway, it helped. It helped me get through it. It's psychology. No, for real. I ain't fronting.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, wouldn't be a call, but I'd say we got four.
Full lines? I mean, full lines call?
I know Mr. Furley was Three's Company, but I don't get the analogy with Furley.
He was flamboyant, so it was all about him. So he'd go to the Regal Beagle and cut a rug.
Yeah, you should use somebody else because he thought he was flamboyant. That was the joke. He wasn't really.
Yeah, a little bit of style.
You're better than that.
I'm different. I can't believe it.
I'll think about it on the
break. You guys, man.
You got me.
Shout out to Alex, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Bengals play chart from their game against Seattle. 15 runs, 51 passes. Now, remember, they lost Joe Mixon at halftime. So, assuming Mixon plays and he participated in the walkthrough, that's got to change a little bit, right? I mean, the reason they only ran 15 times had to have something to do with Mixon getting hurt, right? Which means if Mixon is healthy, I got to believe they're going to run the ball more than they did in week one.
They have to.
Although they had so much success passing, though.
They did, but
third
string left tackle. And you got a pass rush coming with four.
Oh, he's going to get tested. Oh, my
Buckner and Eric Armstead. I'm not even going to mention Solomon Thomas because he only played 12 snaps. They're going to have to run the ball a little bit more. You're going to need more balance because, as you mentioned, Steiny, 51 pass attempts. Trubisky, 45 pass attempts. Mm. I mean, you got to have some balance in this league. I'm looking at the Cincinnati defense, though, and I think we're not talking about them enough. They got Seattle off the football field, Russell Wilson and company, a lot. Held them to 2.9 yards a carry in a run game. This is a game where I think Garoppolo is going to have to
– there's no doubt.
He's going to have to improve
this week,
Guru.
Monte, it's coming. It's a test you have to take, Steiny. You have to answer this question, and we may not get it.
What question?
can we rely on you if the run game is not there?
Why are you assuming the run game won't be there?
Well, I was just about to tell you. Moister and Breida are electric,
I don't know if they can
run through the tackles and wear the defenses down. They're light in the ass. So they don't got Coleman. And that's why Coleman was a perfect fit. What did we say? Lightning and thunder?
Yep.
So, Steiny, if Cincinnati's able to shut the run down, plan B is we got to drop back to pass. And that's where I'm like, can you know?
Geno Atkins, Ian Williams brought him up.
Playing.
He's a game wrecker.
They ain't playing.
Nothing bothers me more than a team that they say they want to run the ball, and that's what the Niners do. And then the minute they get down, it all changes.
Coleman hurt him. I get it.
But what I'm saying is, I can't stand when a team gets down 10-0, and the next thing you know, that guarantees they're going to throw 58 passes that day. I wouldn't abandon a strategy till the second half if the game were within two scores. Maybe you get down three scores, that's different. But
you're right. The score dictates a lot. You're right.
I mean, I just always think about, what if Cincinnati opens up on offense, the 49ers get a pick six, and they go up 7-0 early. Then they get a hold, and now all of a sudden the 49ers have the ball. They're up 7-0 midway through the first. Well, then go ahead and try to run it.
Right.
Run it until you can't run it anymore. I mean, that's what I would try to do. But, again, yeah, you're right. They're missing Coleman, and we got to see what happens with Jeff Wilson Jr.
Any number of weeks on Coleman yet? Have we got that? Or?
Yeah, they mentioned Trent Taylor, Jalen Hurd, and Tevin Coleman. Shanahan hopes to have them back after the bye week.
Mm.
So they would only miss the next two games.
Yeah.
Coleman obviously played some of the opener. Shaka's in Berkeley. What's up, Shaka?
How y'all doing, man?
Doing well.
I have a good weekend, man. Hope y'all have a good week. Good, man. I'm proud of you, man. You just got that. It's just something about you, man. They make everybody happy, man, when they talk to you on the radio. Monte, you're very good, too. And I love that shout-out, Steiny, about Malcolm X this morning. I want to talk about getting low into the Hall of Fame, man. Because, you got all these linemen log-jamming who played 10, 15 years in the league, and they getting in. I think it's time for all stats and Low O'Neal to get in the game, man. Get in the Hall of Fame, man. They well deserve it, man. And it was beast in the backfield, man. And, back in the days when you had Riggins and Franco Harris, the big running backs, Rocky Bob, Mark Van Egan, Marv Hubbard, So I just think that, the league trying to turn away from the fullback, but I think he deserves to get in. Y'all have a good weekend, man.
Thanks Shaka. Yeah, we're all rooting for Low back here, no doubt about it. And, again, if they're going to consider a blocking fullback, well, then he's got to be in the conversation.
No doubt.
And that's what it's about, blocking fullback. And maybe the NFL don't know that's how they need to decipher.
Well, they don't. Or maybe they've thought about it and they think we don't. No, we don't think a blocking fullback deserves to get in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure that they look at it like that. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Rick Welts at 1 o'clock, president and COO of the Golden State Warriors. Sean Livingston retires, and also, did you hear what Draymond Green said the other day?
I like it.
I'll tell you what, he's throwing it down. We'll tell you about that when we get back. But first, here's Elena telling us what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Steiny. What's happening on The Game? Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. The Niners are getting set to take on the Bengals in Cincy on Sunday. Nick Bosa was a limited participant in practice today and is officially listed as questionable with that right ankle sprain. The Bengals have ruled out top receiver A.J. Green and starting left tackle Cordy Glenn. Sean Livingston announced his retirement today after 15 seasons and 3 championships. Warriors president and COO Rick Welts joins Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. At 1 o'clock, he'll talk about how much Sean meant to the organization and recap the first week of the Chase Center. Have you downloaded the radio.com app? What are you waiting for? Listen to all your favorite 95.7 The Game shows live on the go using the radio.com app. Sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or a click away. Stop in and schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm Elena Matsourakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in a half hour, Rick Welts, President, Chief Operating Officer of the Golden State Warriors, the Chase Center, opening this week. And Rick's going to give us an update how things are going there and also talk some Warriors. Obviously, it's football season. Talked a lot about the Niners-Cincinnati game. We also have the Raiders-Broncos coming up. But when I say Broncos, I'm sorry. They handled the Broncos. We know that. 24-16. My bad. Chiefs. Chiefs with a gimpy Patrick Mahomes and no Tyreek Hill.
Football's a tough sport, man.
Do we have the breaking news sounder?
You get what I'm saying.
Oh, well.
Are you going to hit it?
95.7 The Game Breaking News. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Go, Guru.
Football's a tough sport,
Thank
man.
You very much.
Vontae, what's up with you guys?
I'm late for back here. Morning show guys just hijacking us, not playing a sounder on time. You give him an alley-oop, Steiny.
Nah, he's great.
And he just
quits
the alley-oop.
He's great. We love Steven.
You ever get thrown alley-oop on the real court?
That's the second dumb thing you've said in a row.
You don't
now.
Have to dunk it in. You can throw a oop and lay it in.
No, I was on the delivery
All
end of
right,
that,
I got
bro.
To.
I would. That is,
he seems right.
You know, there's a bunch of Warrior stuff going on actually right now, and I was thinking, what, the first exhibition games? What, 2-3 weeks away?
Jeez, already?
Wow. Yowza. Anyway,
Lakers.
We've got a few things. First of all, want to tip of the cap to Sean Livingston. He retired today. 15 years in the NBA, came back from a devastating knee injury early in his career, and he ended up a 3-time NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors. Tip of the cap to Sean Livingston, one of the class acts in the NBA. Like I said, we've got Rick Welts coming up in about 25 minutes. But our good friend Draymond Green, was on CNBC yesterday. And in case you've forgotten, Draymond can be provocative. Here's what he had to say. How does this make you feel if you're a Warrior fan? You're going into the season. You don't have Durant. Clay's not going to be there for the start. Personnel's changed. No Iguodala. Livingston retired. Here's what Draymond said.
You know, I plan on, you know, trying to play at the best of my ability this year. And then also, obviously, with Clay coming back around February, no one's going to want to play us in the playoffs. That's for sure.
No one's going to want to play us in the playoffs. That's for sure.
Love that.
So he's telling us and the masses that he knows that they're going to be a different Warrior team. But when it's go time, the offs, they'll be at full strength. And he's saying, whoever draws them, it's bad news, man.
I like
I'm
it.
Here for it. I'm here for it.
I'm not going to lie. If I'm one of those Western Conference teams, and you know Clay's healthy, Draymond's balling, D'Lo starts to fit in, he's got chemistry with Steph and Clay, the Splash Brothers, Looney's giving you something, and you got the rookies, the big three, you like to call them Guru, yeah. Poole, Smiley Geach, if he's up from Santa Cruz at that point, and Pascal. I wouldn't want to play the Warriors either. I would be a little weary about playing the Warriors
and
because
D-Lo,
you know they have championship DNA.
Yeah.
And I know Steinman
like
hates
smiling,
that. But from your big dogs,
yeah.
You got championship DNA.
No, number 30.
No, I don't scoff at that. That's huge. Curry, Clay, and Draymond, what they have in their reservoir is legit. I mean, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I bet you there's people out there who would think, hey, Draymond, make the playoffs first.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Make the playoffs first.
Thunder. Yeah. He assumes it. I love it.
And he probably should assume it. I mean, I guarantee you, if we had Draymond across the way here and said, Clay's going to miss 55 games, you got a new player to incorporate, KD's gone. You know, you think it's going to be tough to make the playoffs? He'd probably be like, playoffs? Of course we're going to make the playoffs. We're not a lock to win at all, but of course we're going to make the playoffs. That's a no-brainer. You know he would be saying that.
This is beautiful. And like you said, what, 3 weeks away from preseason? So we're going to come here on a Monday. The Warriors are going to eventually have a basketball game to react to. Niners, Raiders. Good Lord, man. Just a plethora of – are we going to have enough time?
Well,
we
got 4 hours now. You may have the A's playing deep into the playoffs.
No doubt.
They have 15 games remaining, and not one of those teams are over 500.
That's not necessarily good news for the A's.
Oh,
they may lay down.
25
games over.
Well, some
teams are playing spoilers.
They play well against the good teams, and they've had a little more of a struggle against teams that are not the elite teams.
But they got some young pitchers now, Steiny. So if they do get that vaunted, what we don't like, and it's not fair, wild card game, they got some options now because last year was a disaster.
A's are hungry.
Who started last year, real quick?
I think it was Liam Hendricks, right? Was it Liam Hendricks? Hey, Kyle, the resident A's fan.
Oh, yeah, they started.
Liam Hendricks started the opener last year?
They went closer. They did.
Who?
They went bullpen.
Yeah, it was Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Didn't work out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember.
The 5-1-0 is taking exception to what Draymond said. He thinks it's the opposite. He says, quit lying. Other teams are licking their chops. They can't wait.
But all the other teams, got a jail too.
Not every other team.
I mean, the Clippers,
Denver?
There you go.
What about Portland?
Utah?
You got me there.
Ooh.
Those are three.
Utah. Blazers. Portland, don't sleep on the Blazers.
You got me.
By the way, and I know, this is
already.
Hashtag random. You see, France lost in the World Championships.
Nope.
Yeah.
To Spain.
Yes.
To Spain.
Yeah.
What time are you getting up in the morning?
Well, no, I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
But I was Rudy Gobert has been spectacular, apparently, in this tourney. Remember Luis Scola?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
39-year-old. Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah, he took Gobert out.
Oh, dear.
He took him out of the game.
Scola got pulled.
I thought Scola was from Argentina.
He is from Argentina. Spain?
Spain, yeah. They lost to Argentina?
Yeah.
Wow, who's Argentina?
You know what? Let me just make sure I'm right. They lost to whatever team Scola was playing.
I don't know if Scola's from Spain or Argentina. I didn't even know. Like, I was like, wait, did he play for Argentina? Could have been. I have no idea. Dual citizenship?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's Argentinian.
Scola had post-game.
Media Day's coming up, fellas. And I think we're going to be in Media Day. And hopefully we do get Draymond Green.
Day-day.
What if teams are saying, hey, you guys may not make the playoffs?
Day-day!
I think we may get something out of Day-day this year.
We got to get him on.
Yeah. We have to.
No Iguodala this year.
Well, we know his barber.
Iguodala might be there.
Well, Brownie's going big time.
He may not report to Memphis.
Yeah. We know his barber, Brownie Blands. That's how we get him on.
What does that have to do with anything?
You said we can get him on.
Who?
Brownie, Draymond.
Media Day.
I'm talking about it. Media Day.
Chase Center.
Oh, yeah, well, come on. Yeah.
Need Brownie Blands to get Draymond.
Right.
Go to Raymond Ray. We had him on already, didn't we, Brownie?
Yeah, he's cool.
I like him.
When is Brownie coming up to give us all free cuts?
He's done it once.
Maybe we could do something.
Steiny needs a cut. Yeah. I need a cut.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you.
Maybe we could do something where we get him in here and he cuts our hair during the course of a 4-hour show.
Kind of like the shop.
Yeah, you see him on the shop. He's right there cutting bronze.
Which one is he on the shop? Has he been on every episode?
Every episode. The light skin one.
Right. Textline wants to know if I just said yowza. Did I? I probably did. I use that on occasion.
You work with two brothers. It's rubbing off on you.
Yowza is not a brother word.
That is slang.
But Steiny.
It is?
I have noticed over the last 2 weeks you have been dropping some nuggets. And I'm like, damn, I didn't know that one.
Little hipster dropped Malcolm X today.
Right. That's what I told you, Steiny. You got a hood pass, man.
Yowza.
Your hood pass might be stronger than mine.
Yowza, do the blacks use yowza?
In a West Coast gender.
We don't like that term, the blacks. The barbershop.
Do you like it, Goo?
Yeah,
yowza. Do you like
yowza?
All right.
Yeah, yowza.
That's all that matters. Wait, give me that one again.
That's our barber.
Oh, I think that's a sound. Oh, it is
We need Nahegan to do that.
Yeah. I'm out.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nobody knows Nahegan.
Now, there's a movie called Meet the Blacks.
No, that was Meet the Fockers.
What?
No, my boy Deion Taylor out of Sacramento directed with Mike Epps, Meet the Blacks, Part 1 and 2. Also with the great comedian, what's my guy with the perm?
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams. Meet the Blacks. Check it out.
I wasn't a big fan of that movie.
Well, thanks. I hope he's Deion.
Sorry, Deion. I fell asleep on it, Deion. It was late. It was late, so I'll have to watch it again. Meet the Fockers is really good, though.
So, Draymond Green thinks nobody's going to want to Nobody's going to want to play the Warriors in the playoffs, which may be true. We have to wait and see. And then here's the other thing. And this has gotten a little – there's two things that have kind of come out. You know, KD talked in the Washington the Wall Street Journal article, and he had comments on the Warriors' motion offense, all right? And he basically said, look, motion offense is great until it gets to a certain point, until you get to the Western Conference Finals. Then you've got to have individual play. You've got to get the ball to a certain guy. Steve Kerr just talked to the media in China the other day, and they were asking him about the team and who's going to, you know, it was a big loss in this. And he said, well, obviously KD and Iguodala are big losses, but Klay is the biggest loss. Because he said Klay's been here from the start. So in essence, Klay's loss is even bigger than Durant not playing. My point is this. Why have we had a little bit of a backlash toward what KD said when we all essentially have said the same thing about the Warriors when they get into the playoffs in crunch time, that they do at times have to go to Kevin Durant individually?
Can I go first, Bonte? Because Kevin Durant, the audacity of him to say that with his no ring having self before you got to the team that ran something that got you the two rings, so on your way out, you says it doesn't work. It worked before you came when the Warriors won without Durant. So who the hell are you to talk about something that helped you get the only two rings you got?
Yeah, it worked.
It didn't work in OKC when you were with Russ.
Right, it worked when the Warriors rallied back from a 3-1 deficit against OKC, right? I mean, this what's apparent here. It's not that he's ripping the motion offense. He's ripping Steve Kerr Kerr.
Thank you.
It was the last 2 years, you see the interactions with both of those two, and there were some disagreements in the post-game pressers. Kevin Durant does not like Steve Kerr. I think he just looked at Steve Kerr and was like, man, this guy thinks he invented basketball. Just give me the damn ball and let me put the ball in the hoop. And when you guys needed a bucket, you always gave me the bucket without running the motion offense. This is Kevin Durant basically ripping Steve Kerr without basically saying his name.
I think there's something to that.
And I don't like it, even if he didn't like Kerr to take shots at him.
And that's
weak, right?
Like Kerr has to defend his offense. Boy, we got three chips in the last month.
Got us to five straight finals.
Man.
What about the Spurs? Did they run a lot of motion when they were winning that last year in 2014 when they blew out the Heat?
It's not a good look. The more I'm thinking about it, that's what it was, Bonte.
I mean,
a shot.
You need a balance. You need a balance. Right. Or at least you need to have variety when you reach into your bag of tricks. I don't know what's up with Kevin Durant.
He's a weird dude.
He is. He's just a little different.
Grow up. Wait.
Are you over Kevin Durant?
I'm done.
Like AB fatigue. Do you have KD fatigue?
I actually don't. I don't have KD fatigue because
you did in the season.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
You did in the season when he had Shotgate and wasn't shooting. And he was hijacking the outcome of the games.
No.
I felt like you had KD
My
fatigue.
Pet peeve during that time when Kevin Durant wasn't shooting is all the fans and a few hosts in particular. He's putting nothing. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. This is the way he's playing.
Oh, wow. Kevin Durant.
The game's coming to him. This is B. Capital S, capital B, thank you. Capital S. There you go. That's what that was. If you think that was all copacetic at that time, 888-957-9570, I'm accepting apologies right now.
Grow up.
No, you grow up.
Yeah, you grow up.
That's amazing.
I think that was a turning point, too, when in the post-game press conference when he called out Ethan Sherwood Strauss, and
he went in.
Grow up.
What was his big one? He was like, Who are you?
Boy, yeah, you grow up.
You know what's funny about that? Whitley said Dreda was sitting next to Ethan, and she thought KD was pointing at him, and she got shook. She's like, that whole scene, fellas. I know you guys were doing a postgame show, so you were probably listening to that live. Just when KD got up from his locker and walked straight to it was like, oh, man, this is going to be good. And he had that look on his face. And he was...
What about when I went on the fatigue rant? I got guru or what? Phone almost broke. People telling me KD came at me. And Ponte, we know.
Yeah, Medina and I walked up to him, and he was, you know something about
who
KD?
Who are you?
He became very argumentative.
Wow.
That's like a good word.
Yeah,
good word.
You know, he was just like, something. He had an edge and a chip on his shoulder. It was just like, you don't have to be like this, man. This should be heaven.
Right.
Basketball You're, heaven.
That's who are you?
Father right now.
Dude, but, Sky,
and that's the thing that I think we all kind of had to come to terms with. It wasn't basketball nirvana for Durant. Mm. It just never was for some reason.
You know what bothers me? Is we can't see him play Brooklyn this year. We got to wait a year for that to take place. I'm ready for that.
Why
now.
Do I feel like he's going to play this year?
I was going to say the same thing, Stine.
Explain yourself.
I can't. It's just a hunch. I had another hunch about something earlier that.
Wow.
I was thinking, like, I don't know if he's going to be out all year.
Wow, that would be phenomenal.
Like, he's going to try to come back at some point in the playoffs if Brooklyn. They should make it in the Eastern Conference, but something tells me he's going to be back.
Yeah, it's you know what it is? I remember what it was. It was my take on Bochy. I think Bochy's going to manage again. Why do you say that? I have no reason. It's a hunch. It's just a hunch. I look at him. He's 65.
You got that in archives.
He's 65. That's not that old. I understand he's got some heart. In fact, I was talking to Ray Ratto about Bochy yesterday, and I said, I think he's going to manage again. And he said he didn't think so because – He didn't laugh, though, when I asked him. He never laughed.
That's the best thing.
No, he
didn't. Look at that.
Anyway, he did say the one factor is obviously Bruce Bochy's wife. He's had three heart issues, so maybe it's a little bit of a stretch. But I still think he looks good. I still think, who knows? I know he's getting calls. If he sits out 1 year of managing, he will get calls. And then he's going to have to decide whether he wants to give it one more shot.
I can tell you one more thing else about Bochy. Yeah. He's watching his team still not hit the baseball. Dude, the Pirates just came in here and looked like the 27 Yankees, Bonte. It's bad.
Oh yeah.
Let's get to the end.
I mean, there was nobody at those games
either. It's Saran. Wrap it up.
It is. I mean.
Wrap it up.
You can't give away free tickets.
Wow.
People were saying no to free tickets.
How many? What was the percent off?
80%. That's for next season.
That's
for next season.
That's
for.
Damn.
Is that for next season, Scotty?
Go. It's 80% of the season ticket prices are being lowered.
Jesse Owens, I was running with it.
Man, the Giants are bad. Yeah. Man, there's nobody at those games.
And two straight days against, and I didn't see yesterday's attendance, but on whatever, the first 2 days, they set season low in attendance back to back.
But that's what
games.
Happens when you're not winning. So
well,
why are we surprised?
Well,
if you go see a bad singer,
but
hold on
a sec. They went, what was it, 2 years ago they were 70-92?
Yep.
I think they drew better 2 years ago than they did.
Well, people are tired
That's right.
That trend.
That's absolutely right.
Go ahead, Sonny. Yeah. I was just going to look back at KD and just think, what is he going to do with the time off? Because now he's doing all these interviews with the Wall Street Journal, talking about the bullshit offense, and he's not going to be playing for a long time, whether it's late in this season or next season.
Find a barber out there.
Like, yeah, hopefully he does.
That's what you do.
Or just go bald, because that thing is...
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you one thing that I noticed. You guys are on LinkedIn, right?
But dude, I got something going on there. Some heavy...
What? Just hold on to that for one sec. Yeah. You ever notice on LinkedIn, they've always got social media coordinator, social media aggregate, social... Maybe KD can do that this
year.
Awesome. Seriously.
It wouldn't pay enough for
I mean, we all know it's a gig economy. He's going to have some time.
Oh, plenty of time.
Would you hire Kevin Durant to be
in
your social media
in
manager?
A second. You're hired.
No, I couldn't do it.
No.
Because I mean, how do you blow your cover on a burner account?
Yeah, that
I mean,
was,
you got to be pretty bad at social media
that was bad.
Have your burner account.
I think he was the first to ever have that happen.
I'm sure there's millions of players with burners. But how bad do you have to be on social media to get your burner account exposed?
Grow up.
After the Warrior World Tournament, I wanted the burner account.
Oh, I bet.
And Daryl, the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
I would bet a paycheck that Guru has a burner account.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Oh, of course.
You're off.
What?
Stop, Steiny.
Nah, you don't.
Yeah, I don't. It ain't that serious. I got kids. I look at them and then I feel better.
I'm a man.
That. I don't know what has to do with having a burner account, but I guess what I have to ask you, Goo, is what's going on LinkedIn?
That you're Mark so Abon. No, about? I got some heavyweights following.
Oh, my
me.
Lord.
It's Mark Abon.
It's not really called a follow on the LinkedIn.
We're tapped in.
Look at the homeboy.
Wait a minute. What?
We're about to have lunch with Mark Abon. Like,
who is?
That's my guy.
You're about to have lunch with Mark?
I didn't even know the guy.
First, he's a friend.
Have you ever met him face to face?
Yes. And you want to know how that manifested? I went and introduced myself years ago at the Oracle. What he called me?
I've been knowing Mark for a long time. He never asked me out to lunch.
Well, you have hooked me up with another heavyweight in the Bay, Sal. So I'll hook you. I'll tell Mark.
What, you going to steal him as a friend,
too? You and Monte along for lunch.
You're that guy.
I don't steal
your friends.
I don't like those guys.
Wow. Anyway, just to give Kevin Durant, be more precise. He said, the motion offense we run in Golden State, it only works to a certain point. We can totally rely on our system for maybe the first two rounds. Then the next two rounds, we're going to have to mix in individual play. We've got to throw teams off because they're smarter in that round of the playoffs. So now I had to dive into my bag deep to create stuff on my own, off the dribble, ISOs, pick and rolls, more so than let the offense create my points for me.
Wow. I just think it's a low blow. Even if the dig was at a Kerr, you didn't say that while you're here.
This is corny on the text line, but kind of funny. 510, Katie is like a Sports Illustrated collector. He got issues.
Nice.
It's kind of a guruism. We'd be shocked if a guru texted that.
We'll hear that. But we'll hear that probably.
I don't steal material.
He usually gives it about 3 months. Then he resurrects.
Wow.
Let me check that number from the 510. No, that could be
smart
guru text. That's a good one.
That's not my number.
All right. When we come back, we have got the president and chief operating officer of the Golden State Warriors, Rick Welts. We're going to talk to him about the first week of the Chase Center. Hey, and you know it, this is a Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks. When we come back, Rick Welts, and he'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, this is a Football Friday brought to you by Xfinity. And don't forget, coming up in 45 minutes, 1:45 every weekday. That's when we turn the conversation over to you, get your take on the hottest topic of the day throughout the month of September. We will be giving away a Google Home Mini for the best call during Last Call. Take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android Google Home device. I want to quick say, I apologize, made an insensitive comment earlier, thought it was funny, probably didn't go over very well, I apologize for that. But first, or next, I should say, let's head over to the Dial Pad guest line. Joining us right now is the president and chief operating officer of the Golden State Warriors, Rick Welts. Rick, obviously the Chase Center is open. I want to ask you first and foremost, how'd the first week go?
I think it so far exceeded our expectations. I kind of wake up and pinch myself. A lot of unknowns when you do something of this scale in the heart of San Francisco, and from the reviews from the performers themselves about the sound quality in the arena, from fans who were seeing the building and the surrounding Thrive City for the first time, to people actually listening and using public transportation to get here. And even though we're playing, we had two of those concerts against the Giants games, we had no traffic issues, which I think was the greatest logistical outcome of the first week. But we're off and running. We got Elton John tonight and Sunday, so the fun doesn't end.
Rick, you guys did a wonderful job. The place looks magnificent, but the first basketball game rapidly approaching. How nervous are you to see actual basketball in that facility?
That's actually a great question. We're focused 100% now that we're through the opening on that NBA basketball experience. And, you know, this was built for NBA basketball. The concerts are great, but this building was built for NBA basketball. So especially, you know, I've spent a lot of time talking to my counterparts in the last few arenas that have opened, especially Sacramento, Detroit, Milwaukee, and, you know, it's a different crowd. It's a different level of expectation the NBA fans and Warrior fans in particular have when they come to an arena to watch an NBA basketball game. So we got to up our game. We got to be ready, and I'm pretty optimistic it's going to be the experience we want it to be.
Rick, explain to our audience what Hooptopia is. What is this Warriors Hooptopia at Thrive City about?
Guys, get your tickets. This thing is so awesome. So I don't know if you guys have been to, like, Museum of Ice Cream or Candytopia here in San Francisco.
Believe it or not, Rick, okay. I have.
So I guess I'd describe it as like an Instagram attraction where you go through a series of experiences that create the most awesome Instagram pictures ever for you to post. We were really close with the entrepreneurs that created Candytopia. They've had like 9 incredible shows across the U.S. So we put our heads together, created an NBA Warriors version of an Instagram attraction. And that's going to open right here at Thrive City, right next to Chase Center on October 9th. Limited engagement, just through the end of the year. But what you're going to do is have the experience of an NBA player. You start with the NBA Combine. You get to go on stage and get shake Adam Silver's hand and put on your draft cap. You've got an opportunity to ride in the team plane. The coolest thing, which every one of you we're going to make do, is we actually purchased the apparatus that Space Jam used for dunking. So you actually harness yourself in, and you actually can do the Michael Jordan dunk flying through the air. Of course, we capture it all on video, and of course, that comes right to your phone. It's going to be awesome. I think every NBA fan, every Warriors fan for sure is going to want to do this starting October 9th. So you can go to thehooptopia.com or just Google Hooptopia. It'll take you right there. Tickets are on sale now, and it's going to rock. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I saw a video of that contraption, Rick, and it's really, really cool. And even Guru's going to be able to dunk with this thing, with the aid of this thing.
I made the same comment to Zaza Pachulia, who's working for us now. He'll be able to feel what it's like to dunk like that. It's going to be great.
Hey, Rick, I want to ask you about, you know, the last 3 years with KD have been an unmitigated success. The last 5 years have been off the charts. But the last 3 years, there's always been a sense you guys are, you know, the best team in the league and the finals are inevitable. Do you think, just the way we're heading into this year, there could actually be more interest in you guys and the Warriors because we don't know how good this team can be?
Yeah, you're expounding my theory, right? I think the vibe around the building right now, you know, we have our practice facility and basketball operations right here at Chase Center as well as our business offices. So everybody's here in the same place. The vibe around this place is awesome right now. I think that, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like our team is better cast as an underdog than it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.